Baker, Birchall, Parsons, Morley, et al. Were all incredibly passionate about music, but were equally passionate about making music more democratic and accessible. Part of Baker's striving for democracy was to get the enemy to cover kinds of music normally overlooked by the elitist rock press.
I started telling the truth after a bit. I don't mean that in the wider social sense, because it wasn't the music I listened to, which was what the enemy were writing about. And subconsciously, I did start to think, they actually don't write about pop music. It had gone into a bit of a corner. When I used to go out at night, I did used to hear Calling the Gang and Earth, Wind & Fire, groups who seem tremendously mainstream now. So I just started to write about the Village People and Chic and Michael Jackson and people like that. Not because I thought trying to strike a blow for the charts, but because they seemed interesting, and they certainly were. Also, they were all in America, so it was no fool.
Danny Baker was a writer who was screamingly funny, but he was also just on the case about black music, particularly sort of black dance music of the late 70s. And I thought there was terrific music there. And, you know, the Chic were fantastic, but there were a lot of other great records too. And Danny was writing about those, and I would always go out and buy any kind of 12 inches that he recommended in his NME singles column. You know, I can still remember his lead review for Good Times by Chic, and just how right he was about it.
All I remember of that review is that I got the lyrics wrong. I didn't understand when they said clams on the half shell. I'd never heard that phrase. I put grab some of the action, because I like putting the words, and the words go, you know, good times, grab some of the action on roller skates, and it's actually clams under the half shell. And that's all I remember from that. And when it came out and somebody told me, oh, so I made out I was right on top of soul music, me, and I'd got that wrong.
Danny Baker and fellow NME scribe Barney Hoskins.